Are you born again? You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He or she cannot enter the kingdom of God. Born again, that is the subject this morning found in John chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 3. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ who first spoke this term, born again. Born again, many claim it. It is one of the most used and abused terms in religion today, so much so that the world makes a mockery of it. Any kind of transformation or reformation or any kind of change of the ways or some kind of religious experience is called being born again. But nevertheless, the Lord Jesus Christ said, ye must be born again. Let me read it to you in John chapter 3, the first 8 verses. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. End of reading. He must be born again, and the word again is above, born of God. It doesn't say you must get born, but you must be born. In verse 3, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless someone gives you life, you cannot see. Until given spiritual life, you cannot even see the kingdom of God, don't even know there's a kingdom of God, and have no desire to be in that kingdom. You must be born. Someone must travail in birth to bring you into this world, into the world to come, the next world, bring you to God. That's what he said in verse 5. Except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, like most people, this religious man, Nicodemus, he was not born again. He wasn't born of God because he didn't know this truth. He argued. He tried to reason. All who are born of God know that God did it, that Christ did it, that the Spirit of God gave them life. They had nothing to do with it. If born again, you will quit arguing about it. You will quit arguing who is responsible for your spiritual life. And how? Scripture describes man in this way. He's blind, he's deaf, he's lame, he's a leper, he's dead in trespasses and sin. No blind person has ever given themselves eyes. No deaf person has ever given themselves hearing. No lame person has ever made themselves walk. No leper has ever cleansed himself. And no dead man has ever raised himself from the grave. This is all of God, and so is salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of the flesh, but is of God. What if I said, now, spiritual birth is much like natural birth in many ways. I will describe it in a little bit. But what if I said to you, I got born 62 years ago. My parents were there, and they offered me life, and I accepted it. I accepted them as my personal parents. I let my father plant his seed in my mother. I let go and let my mother give birth to me. I decided to have life. Yes, if I hadn't been willing, I wouldn't be here today. It was my choice. It was my decision. And here I am, born. I am alive. That is absurd, isn't it? You would call me an utter idiot, wouldn't you? It would be an insult to my father, who sired me. It would be an insult to my mother, who travailed in birth to give me life. And so it is with spiritual birth. Our Lord said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. It comes forth that way. And that which is born of the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is spirit. You must be born from above. And he goes on to say, marvel not. You marvel at this, that I said unto thee, you must be born again, or from above, or of God. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, and can't tell whence it cometh. The wind blows. It's a mystery, isn't it? And you cannot tell where it's coming from or upon whom it may blow. And so it is, the Scripture says, Christ said, is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus argued, how can these things be? Do you argue this? As said before, you'll quit arguing when the Lord gives new life to you, gives birth to you. Someone argues this. What about repentance? What about faith? What about Scripture says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Scripture says we must come to Christ. Come to me. None of this is of man either. It's all of God. It's all of God. You see, faith is not the cause of life. It's the result. Our Lord said, he that believeth on the Son hath life. Not shall have it, but hath life. Faith is the result of life, God-given life, not the cause of it. Repentance is not the cause of life. It's the result of it. Repentance means to turn, to change. That's not of man. Scripture says it's the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. David wrote it, turn us, O God, and we'll be turned. Not until then. What about the call? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Romans 10:13, shall be saved. Well, that is taken from Joel 2:32, which says, the remnant whom the Lord shall call. That's who will call. They won't call until given life. They won't call until the Spirit of God plants spiritual life, new life in them that causes them to call on the name of the Lord. You will not come. You don't have the feet. You don't have the legs. You don't have the will to come unless the Father draws you. That's the way it is of being born again, born from above, born of God. Everyone who has been born of God knows it. They know they had nothing to do with it. They know they were dead and Christ came to give them life. They know they were blind and God opened their blind eye. They know they were deaf and God gave them ears to hear. They know they were lame and now they walk by faith. They know they were dead and trespassed in sin, but now they've been quickened by the grace and the power of God. They give God all the glory for their salvation. See, salvation is the Father purposing it. It was the purpose of God, the will, the mind, the purpose, the covenant, the plan, if you will, of God. It cannot fail, ordered in all things and sure. It was the Son of God who came to purchase, to pay for the salvation of all of God's people whom he chose. It is the Spirit of God who comes to give life, regenerate, to apply that blood to the soul of those whom Christ died for, to give them repentance, to give them faith, to give them fruits, to give them life. Just like the Father, in natural birth, the Father's seed is planted in the womb of the mother, And so it is that we're born not of our own will, but of the will of God. Scripture says, of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. If you are born again, God gave you birth through the preaching of His word applied by the Spirit of God. The father's seed is implanted in the mother's womb. The mother travails in birth, in pain, and water and blood comes out of her. When Christ was hanging on Calvary's tree, water and blood came out of His side. He gave birth to His people. Water, that's sanctification. Blood, that's justification. And the physician brings forth that child into this world. And so it is the Holy Spirit gives life, repentance, and faith, and all these things. You must be born again, born from above. Physical birth is the will of the parents, the seed of the father. Life is given at conception. Life is given. They're given birth. And so it is in spiritual birth. It is the will of God. Not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, but they're born of God. John 1:12-13. It is the seed, the word of God, not corruptible seed, not man's will or decision. Life is given at conception, and you never know when that happens, but it's the will of God, the time of God, the fullness of His time, His purpose. Life is given, not offered, given, and birth. You're brought forth from death to life. You're brought forth from darkness to light into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of His dear Son. And then there's signs of life. When a person is born of God, there's signs like physical birth. When our first child was born, there was pain involved. The physician, when that child was born, the physician flicked the bottom of her feet to cause pain, to cause her to start crying, to fill her lungs with air. There's proof of life. She called. She cried. So it is with God's people. They hear the word of God, which convicts them of their sin. Life is there, but it comes forth. It's shown by them calling, them crying on the Lord. My little child, when she was born, she cried, and I began to speak to her, began to soothe her. She heard my voice. And so it is. Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. She was naked. I had to clothe her. We are naked. We have to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. My daughter needed comfort, and I comforted her. And all of God's people are comforted by the gospel. My daughter came forth from the womb hungry and thirsty. She needed the mother's milk. And so it is with God's people. They desire the sincere milk of the word. They may grow thereby. Life is given. Growth begins. Maturity begins. That is describing spiritual life as well. We grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We grow up to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you been born again? If you have been, God gets all the glory, and you know it. May the Lord use His word. May the Lord use His word, the incorruptible seed, to give new birth, spiritual birth, to someone this day. Amen.